I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. President Donald Trump returned to Montana over the weekend for a record fourth campaign stop on behalf of Republican candidates. It was part of a multi-state barnstorming in advance of Tuesday's midterm elections. Trump said he was back for personal reasons. Trump continued to rail against Democratic Senator John Tester, blaming him for raising questions about his former nominee to be Secretary for Veterans Affairs, Dr. Ronny Jackson. Trump first put Tester in his crosshairs last April. Trump told the crowd gathered at an airplane hangar in Belgrade Saturday, Tester destroyed the reputation of his personal physician.
And I've never forgotten it. And it's honestly one of the reasons that I've been here so much. It really is. It really is. It really is. It's a disgrace. What he did to that man.
The allegations came from Jackson's colleagues, who had charged he was loose in handing out prescription pain medications, was intoxicated during an overseas trip, and created a toxic work environment. Trump continued to defend Jackson's reputation, as well as that of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Trump has crisscrossed the country in key states over the weekend to rally the base to vote for Republicans. And in this case, it was GOP Senate candidate Matt Rosendale.
And you need a man that's going to vote for your agenda. Your agenda is make America great again. That's what your agenda is. It's a simple agenda.
After about 30 minutes, Trump called Rosendale to join him on stage. The state auditor reminded the crowd that he solidly backs Trump.
On Tuesday, we can send John Tester and his lobbyist supporters a strong message. Montana is Trump country.
Control of both the House and Senate are up for grabs Tuesday, and according to several polls, Montana's race for both the U.S. House and Senate are a dead heat, leading to numerous Trump officials and other top Republicans to campaign in Montana. Trump also gave a shout-out to Congressman Greg Gianforte, who's facing re-election after winning last year's special election.
Greg is great on jobs. He's tough on crime. And he will always support our veterans, our military, our police, and our Second Amendment. And Greg's opponent, Kathleen Williams, is a left-wing radical. I don't get it. What's going on in Montana? What's happening here?
Unlike the recent campaign stops in Billings and Missoula, Trump made no reference in Belgrade to Gianforte's assault of a reporter last year, the day before that special election. Gianforte later pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault. Still, Williams said it did remind voters about Gianforte's character, and it helped bolster her campaign fundraising efforts.
And I think that's what people need to realize, not only the assault, but the lying to law enforcement after the assault. And I keep reminding people that not only did he commit the assault, but he lied.
She was frustrated Trump keeps using nationalized, fear-mongering issues to scare people. The Bozeman Democrat told a get-out-the-vote crowd in Billings last Thursday evening they can make a difference with their vote.
Okay, so you tell me, how are we going to fix health care? How are we going to foster opportunity all across Montana? How are we going to protect our environment, outdoor heritage? How are we going to return civility, dignity, integrity, and stateswomanship?
The Billings crowd also welcomed clerk of the Supreme Court candidate Rex Rank and Senator John Tester. Tester said he didn't think the president was singling him out in particular in this campaign, but he did say it was getting personal, but that this race is between him and Matt Rosendale. Tester said Montanans have a clear choice.
One of the reasons that I go around this state and I visit with people and talk to them and have town hall meetings and roundtable discussions is because I think that's what they want from their senator and representative. They don't want somebody who doesn't meet with them. And when they do meet with them, they bring in somebody else to talk for them.
As for the brouhaha over Ronny Jackson,
I think nobody brought down Ronny Jackson. Questions were asked just like they do in any other forum.
So you're not that powerful.
No. I mean, he okay. Could have answered the questions. He could have rebuffed them. He could have answered them and moved on. Instead, he removed himself from consideration and is under investigation by the Inspector General for the Department of Defense.
Tester said for him, the bottom line was making sure the next secretary will do the best job for veterans. And he believed that person is Robert Wilkie, who was nominated by Trump and sworn in last summer. The candidates will continue to barnstorm the state today in advance of Tuesday's balloting. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.